It's the weekend, and I want to welcome you to it. It's a holiday weekend at that, which makes it extra special. Thank you for coming along to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends, and I am Valerie Smaldone. This is the weekend where food takes center stage. Well, food and football, of course. But food, it's all about what we're preparing, what we're baking, what we're smoking, what we're cooking. And it's so delicious to think about all the different possibilities there could be. I just had a conversation today with a coworker who was smoking a turkey and smoking a brisket in his Bronx garden, which I thought was awesome. And then he talked about baking an apple cider cake, and my eyes just rolled. I said, wow, that sounds delicious. I love apples. I love apple cider, and putting that into a cake just sounds like a perfect opportunity. I'm not the best baker. I don't really love baking, and so I defer to other people who are really good at it. And one of my contributors to the show who's been terrific, Kathy Gruen, is the proprietor and founder of Butter, Flour, Sugar, Salt. If you haven't checked out her site, I think you should, because you can get some really awesome recipes that are things you may not have thought about, like red wine brownies, which she's spoken about on the show before. It's a great combination. You can't go wrong with dark chocolate and wine. Neither can you go wrong with sweet syrup made from condensed milk, sweet condensed milk. And on today's America Weekend, Kathy Gruen talks about caramel and dulce de leche. Kathy?
Thanks, Valerie. So who in their cupboard has a can of sweetened condensed milk? And who actually uses it? That's what I'm curious about. As someone who does a lot of baking, I love sweetened condensed milk. It is a really great staple for me. I use it when making cheesecakes. I will use it for all sorts of things. But one of my favorite things for sweetened condensed milk is to make caramel sauce from. Now, we all see the videos and the episodes on the various food shows about making caramel with water and sugar and boiling it down, but you need to have a candy thermometer, and it can be rather dangerous if you burn yourself. But if you have a can of condensed milk, sweetened condensed milk, it is so easy to make a wonderful caramel or even dulce de leche sauce, or and just keep it in the refrigerator. Condensed milk is really, it's a cow's milk in which all the water from that milk has been evaporated, so all that's left is just really the thickness of it. And to make it sweetened, it's really just, it has sugar that's added to it. It's a great product. Similarly, evaporated milk, which is a little bit more complex because it isn't sweetened and all the moisture has been taken out of it, that's a totally different tool. That is not the same as sweetened condensed milk. But anyway, I have discovered that I love to make caramel sauce. For Thanksgiving, I had a wonderful apple pie, and I drizzled it with homemade caramel sauce. I will probably be jarring up some and giving it for holiday gifts, but you can make it really easily. And all you really need is to get one can, 14 ounces of sweetened condensed milk. Now, it comes fat-free, it comes organic. I think you can even get coconut condensed milk and soy condensed milk. But all you really need to do is take the label off the jar, fill up a pretty good-sized pot with water, and put the jar on its side. And you want at least 2 inches of water above the can. You can actually stand it up, but on the side is sometimes easier. And then you turn the heat up to high and allow the whole thing to come to a simmer. Then all you need to do is reduce the heat and then leave it on the flame for about 2 hours. And then once that is done, you'll feel sort of a difference with the can. And be careful taking the can out of the water because you certainly don't want to burn yourself. But then put the can on a wire rack or on a platform and let that can cool completely. That's really important. Once that can has cooled completely, open it up, give it a little stir, and you will have the most rich, silky, smooth, sweet caramel dulce de leche sauce that is ready to be used on any dessert. You might want to drizzle some on some baked apples since we're in that season. Also the same with pears. You might want to drizzle some on toasted pound cake, or use it as an icing on cupcakes. You can really, it's just a wonderful thing to have, and it's so easy. So what you want to do once you have it is put it into a nice glass jar and keep it at room temperature, and it can stay so up to 3 months. It can stay in a sealed, tight jar up to 3 months. And then once you're ready to use it, open it up, and if necessary, reheat the jar in a double boiler. I think it's a treat that you'll love. It's really easy, and it will become part of your go-to repertoire of sweet ideas.
Amazing home chef Kathy Gruen, and you can check out her recipes at butterflowersugarsalt.com. I'm Valerie Smaldone on America Weekend.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. The recent 5-month Associated Press investigation of America's drinking water found anti-epileptics in the drinking water of Southern California, a sex hormone in San Francisco's water, antibiotics in Tucson's and Denver's water, mood stabilizers in New Jersey, and in Philadelphia, 56 drugs. Jeff Don, Associated Press.
These pharmaceuticals in the water are contaminants that people weren't very well aware of and that have barely been reported on at all.
Turns out flushing old meds down the toilet is bad, because what goes around definitely comes around. Same with flushing paint, Drano, or anything that isn't food. Like old batteries, best to place old drugs in your city's hazardous waste containers. This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
2 Olympic gold medals, a pair of world championships, and 2 Stanley Cup titles put this center iceman in hockey's very select triple gold club.
Johannes Forsberg going to the net. Forsberg scores!
So where is Peter Forsberg now? Peter opened Forced AB in 2005, a company that imports Crocs footwear in his native Sweden. However, he closed Force in 2010 after taking heavy losses in the previous 2 years. He's currently the assistant GM with Modo, the Swedish hockey club where he started his career. Peter and his father own a Swedish real estate company called Forspro, which co-funded Modo's new arena.
Peter Forsberg in overtime!
Peter Forsberg, back where it all began. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.